You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. We say hello to you here, Jimmy B and TC. On the Big Talker 1700, and a great show lined up for you today. Coming up at 4:20, Pat Hardy, All Hawkeyes, will give us a jingle, and we'll have a great conversation with Pat. 4:40, Zuba Mahente from ESPN, a lot of Super Bowl conversation and some NFL trade talk as well. And at 5:35, we are headed to Minneapolis, the site of the Super Bowl, Ryan Van Bibber, SB Nation, on the National Football League. Trent, how you doing, pal?
Well, can't complain, Jimmy B. My voice is still holding up. I had one, not one, but two overtime games last night.
I saw that. I saw on Twitter. Yeah, I saw you tweeting about that.
Yeah, hanging out at the Waukee Fieldhouse last night. The girls' game goes to overtime as Dowling scores. Well, they're down 7 with 25 seconds left. Came back, tied it with a 3 with the 1 second remaining, and won it in overtime. Then on the boys' side, we went to overtime again. So, well, 4 straight hours of talking, Jimmy B. I'm holding up, but barely.
Holding up, but barely. Okay. I got you. But I know you. You're like leather lungs, man. You can go for days without an issue.
Oh, yes.
Let's get in. Yeah, we got a big game tonight in Ames. Iowa State will be on the court, matched up against West Virginia. But last night in the Big Ten, Iowa on the basketball court against Minnesota, two mediocre teams, and it was an Iowa victory. Look, it is what it is, Trent. We know the season is lost, but you'll take a W anytime. It doesn't matter if you were playing a fourth-grade girls team the way Iowa has struggled this year. You take the win and you move on to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for positives here. And as you mentioned, this is a lost season for the Hawkeyes. This was a team expected to do a whole lot more than they have. Maybe we overrated exactly what they were going to be this year, but certainly I think everybody across the board expected more than what we've seen out of the Hawkeyes to this point. But another night where they put, 94 points on the board, offensively looked very good. And Jordan Bohannon putting together just a great performance once again. You know, Bohannon, he's gotten a lot of arrows this year. A lot of people have been pointing at and talking about that he's not a point guard, that he struggles too much. And defensively, he's never going to be an elite-level defender. But let's remember what you have here. You have a guy that a year ago went into Maryland and dominated Mello Trimble. You had a guy a year ago that went into the Kohl Center and beat a good, not this year's Wisconsin team, and actually a good Wisconsin team with the 3 at the horn. He was putting up double-doubles at the end of the season. This is a very talented offensive player, and they're just, because of the deficiencies, sometimes we point to that too much. I still believe that they need help in the guard court. That's not some negative to Jordan Bohannon, though. It's the reality in college basketball. It's incredibly difficult to get by when you only have 3 guards that you can even play on your roster. It has nothing to do with Bohannon individually. It's just the reality of college basketball and basketball in general anymore. It's difficult to play the way that the Hawkeyes have because of their roster construction. But for what he is, the way he played again last night, hits 4 3-pointers, 4 consecutive free throws as he's getting closer and closer to the record of consecutive made free throws from the late, great Chris Street. That's going on. Ran the team and played a little bit better defensively, I thought. But most importantly, remember way back in November when Tom Caker told us that he was dealing with plantar fasciitis and he didn't want to talk about it a whole lot. Bohannon didn't want to bring it up. He never used it as an excuse. You wonder the way that he's been playing here as of late. We've seen his game continue to ascend this season. Maybe he is feeling a little bit better. Maybe that foot has healed up just a little bit. He's playing a ton of minutes. He's gutting it out. But Iowa basketball this year, it's been a whole lot more than just Jordan Bohannon. He's been an easy guy to target. Homegrown guys sometimes get these kind of things that happen to him. But a tip of the ball cap to his play last night.
I thought the kid played well. And I mean, look, they're not playing the best team. We know that. We know the struggles.
He was playing a good guard, though,
Minnesota
Jim.
Has.
He was playing Nate Mason.
He is.
Nate Mason's a good guard.
No, I know. I know. He is. I'm not saying that Mason is not. I'm just saying the overall team of Minnesota is not the team that started out this year with the injuries and the loss of one player. I will say this, though. They are still trying to play hard for young Patino. They really are, but they're outmanned. And Iowa outmanned them last night, and they got a terrific performance by Bohannon, who deserves the accolades for the way that he performed in last night's game. Here's my question to you, okay? We saw the double-double again from Cook, but Trent, who's he guarding? Do you scratch your head sometimes on where he is defensively?
Sure, but yeah, I mean, he was guarding throughout most of the game Jordan Murphy, who is one of the best players, not just in the Big Ten, but you look at numbers this season, he's put up numbers that nobody in the country is doing. He's averaging 17 to 12 a game, averaging an assist and a half, a block a game, a steal a game. He's done everything this season, so he's guarding a pretty good guy in his own right, but yeah, it's as a whole. This isn't a great defensive team, and and what can you do to fix that, Jimmy B? There will be guys brought in, Joe Weiskamp next year, C.J. Frederick come in, maybe an availability or a transfer, something else that they can do in that market. But Jim, as you look at it, what's the blueprint to fix this team defensively? Experience is going to play a role. And I think a lot of people, they're overlooking that aspect. Guys improve. As their careers go on the defensive end, you do make big improvements. You understand where you're supposed to be, what it takes. Offensively, you know, that can translate pretty well. But I think a great example, look at the two programs in college basketball that are the biggest part of the one-and-done era, and that's Duke and Kentucky. Well, what do we talk about every time we talk about Duke? They're not very good defensively. What's the reason for that? Because you're playing a lot of freshmen. That jump, you can translate your skill set offensively. It's easier to adapt and make that leap from high school to the college game on the offensive end of the floor, at least to me, than it is on the defensive end of the floor. Do you agree?
Yeah. Look, you can make those adjustments in the off season, and if guys are committed to improving their basketball IQ in the off season, they're going to look at film, and they're going to study a little bit, and they're going to go to the gym, and in their workouts, they're going to try to improve on their defensive liabilities. And so next season, when the majority of that team are going to be juniors and not sophomores, you would hope then that the defense would follow suit. Look, I think that this season, and we've chronicled it over and over on this show, that it is the lost season, that this is a team that I think at the beginning of the year felt, Trent, that they could go out and outscore everybody. And I'm not saying that they would play Hole defense every second of the game, but I think they played it a lot early in the season, and it came back to bite them in the backside. And then they found out that they couldn't go and outscore everybody, and that's when things, I think, really ran off the rails. And so it's a nice win last night. You look at the positives out of there and the performances by different players, and you take that to the bank hoping that it carries over. And if it does carry over, can they win the next game? Yeah. I mean, look, their schedule is they're not playing the elite of the elite now in the Big Ten. They've got opportunities here. But once again, does last night carry over into something positive in the next game? Your feeling on that?
That's a good question, because we've had these good feelings before, and we had them just a week ago after the win against Wisconsin. And go back to the first Big Ten win against Illinois. They followed that up with a bad performance on the road at Rutgers, and their next matchup is another road game at Penn State. So will this translate? Will this translate against a decent opponent in Penn State? Look, Penn State's not going to be an NCAA tournament team by any means, but they're a solid team. They'll be in the NIT. They're all right. They're pretty young themselves. Tony Carr's a nice player.
Yeah, he is.
But yeah, that's a good question. What does this mean? Is this a step of this team gaining their footing a little bit, having some positive momentum, Hey, they can beat Penn State. Next three games are going to be incredibly difficult after that. Michigan State and road games with Ohio State and Michigan. But then you wrap up with three winnable games, Indiana at Minnesota and Northwestern. So can you build upon this? And I still think it's sight unseen. We can't tell. Because we haven't seen it yet this season,
right?
I'd say no. I'd say no, they won't build on this. And we'll see the same kind of effort, and defensively they will struggle. In another part, Minnesota last night, still, as bad as they looked at time, they still scored 80, Jimmy B. You
know, this was, you're right.
This was a pretty depleted team. No Amir Coffey out there. Obviously, Reggie Lish suspended. Should have been suspended long ago, and little Ricky will have to live with himself about that one. But yeah, you got Kanate. He's played 18 minutes. That guy, at this point, probably shouldn't be playing 18 minutes for a Big Ten team, but he's out there, and he's working hard, and he's doing his thing. And you go through Michael Hurts playing 29 minutes. It's not a very talented Minnesota team, and even with that, they still put 80 on the board. So there's still concerns there. There are. You have to find just the right button to push, and I don't know if there's anything that can be done for Iowa, certainly for this season, but going into the future, that's what I keep coming back to. What can Fran do with this group to get them to improve on the defensive end? It was when they made the big jump and they made the improvement, it was Adam Woodbury becoming that leader on the defensive end of the floor, yelling at guys, getting them in the right spots defensively, everybody working as a unit. And Fran talks about being disconnected on the defensive end. We got to find a way to build that connection. And I said it this summer, Jim, and I still believe it's true. Iowa has to find their defensive identity. They have to find something that they know we can rely on. We'll still switch defenses. We'll still do a number of different things because that's Fran's philosophy. And coaches talk about it. When they play Iowa, you have to be ready to see a 2-3 and a 1-3-1 and man and three-quarter court press and all kinds of different things. That's a part of it. But something that they can rely on that we know each and every time team gets on a 6-0 run, we're going right back to this. Team gets on a little bit of a roll and hits a couple of three-pointers, we're going to this. I don't know what this is. I don't know what the defensive scheme will be, but you have to find something. And, Jim, that leads to that connectedness because when you keep going back to that over and over and you're playing with the same group over and over, you don't have to be the most talented guy. You don't have to be the most athletic guy in the defensive end, but if you know where you're going to be and, more importantly, know where your teammates are going to be, you can at least become an adequate defensive team.
You know what struck me a little bit last night, and you're right, they did put 80 up, meaning Minnesota with a very depleted team. But at times, they did work on help defense, Trent, and we hadn't seen a lot of help defense. Somebody get beat on the screen, another guy would step up and cover that man, and I saw it a few times last night. I don't know if the light bulb is finally being switched on or if it was just a case where, all right, we saw it a few times last night. Is that going to transfer over into the next game? And I'm with you because we don't know. And you're right, where they wanted Illinois in overtime and then just got beat at Rutgers, and that was disgraceful. And there's no way to gauge if the basketball IQ from the game that they played last night will transfer over to the next game. There's just no way to gauge it at all.
Well, we'll get some more thoughts on this and a much, much more on the Hawkeye scene coming up with Pat Hardy from allhawkeyes.com. He'll be joining us here today. Zuba Mahente will stop by. Ryan Van Bibber. And got a special treat here at about 5:20 today, Jimmy B. Our friend Christine from Christopher's Fine Jewelry going to help us out a little bit with Well, Valentine's Day, getting very close, got an answer for you. And you will be listening intently for those lovely ladies in your life. And, yes, I did put an S at that because I know that swinging bachelor, Jim Brinson.
Yeah, that's me all right.
We'll come back.
All right, Pat Hardy. Yeah, let's get Pat in here. Come on.
You're looking a little uncomfortable over there, Jimmy B. Why are you turning red? Pat Hardy, he joins us next here as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC on 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. Know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is now filling Des Moines area positions. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is hiring full-time merchandisers to provide high-quality merchandising support for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group brands to retail stores within an assigned territory. Apply online at dpsg.com/careers. That's dpsg.com/careers. Or click the link on their website. Join the Dr. Pepper team and receive a $500 sign-on bonus. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hate going to the mall? Try LaTote.com, a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door for one low monthly fee. Choose from brands like BCBG, Nike, Rebecca Minkoff, and more. All month long, get unlimited totes each month. Simply wear, return, and repeat. Go to LaTote.com, enter code radio at checkout to get 50% off your first month. Wear what you want. Return everything in the mail when you're done. Repeat all month long. Again, that's LaTote.com, enter code radio.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. It's always a good thing when we have a chance to catch up with Pat Hardy here on the show, allhawkeyes.com. Anything on the Hawks, Pat has it for you. He's on the Big Talker 1700. Pat, how are you, man? Good afternoon.
Good, gentlemen. How you doing?
Everything is good with us, Pat. Let's kind of recap quickly in your eyes what you got out of the Iowa win last night over a depleted Minnesota team.
I think you just summed it up. They took care of business at home against a team that they needed to beat. Minnesota is struggling. They're not playing well. They were missing the Big Ten reigning defensive player of the year. They've now lost 7 of 8 games without Reggie Lynch, and they were missing another key offensive starter in Amir Coffey. And in fairness to Iowa, they took advantage of the situation. They seized the moment, and now they have 3 victories over 3 of the worst teams in the conference. I'm not trying to be negative, but I mean, I was just amazed at how carried away some people got with last night's victory, including the media too. It's like you go from one extreme to the other anytime things happen now, it seems like, in this age of sports.
Well, I guess the positive is you beat your 3 main basketball rivals in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois, depending on what part of the state you grew up on. But, Pat, yeah, it's 3 wins against 3 teams that frankly aren't very good. We do see Jordan Bohannon, though, continuing to play good. And it's been a talk piece throughout this season. Jordan Bohannon struggles defensively.
Maybe, which he does.
Yeah, yeah. But we got to kind of remember, this is a dang good offensive player. And you can get away with having one guy on your team, or even a couple that aren't great defenders, well, if you're putting 94 points up on the board. Has the bashing of Jordan Bohannon gone too far?
Well, yeah, I think the people that say that he can't guard his own shadow and that he sucks and all that, yeah, that stuff's ridiculous. I mean, he's arguably the most important player on their team. I mean, he's probably the best offensive player on their team. He's the best shooter that I've covered and that I've seen in all my years of covering Iowa, better than McCausland, better than Kingsbury. But he still has serious flaws in his game. You can criticize Jordan Bohannon without criticizing Jordan Bohannon. I mean, he's not a true point guard. And he does against quick point guards. He struggles at the point of attack, and that's usually where Iowa's defense begins to unravel. Last night, Nate Mason played poorly. He had a bad game. He missed 6 open threes, and he just didn't play well. Jordan deserves some of that credit. Jordan also had 10 assists. I think at least 3 or 4 of them were simple passes to Isaiah Moss, who made the shot. To me, and that's what I've just got done writing right now. I haven't posted it yet. To me, Isaiah Moss is the most important player for Jordan Bohannon. When he plays well, Iowa plays well. I mean, they need their shooting guard to play well. Iowa won last night because they had the better backcourt. When Iowa has the better backcourt, they win. Moss, in the 3 Big Ten victories, has scored 12, 15, and 16 points. In 6 of the 8 losses, he scored 10 or fewer points. To me, that's it. When he opens things up for Bohannon, Bohannon can do what he does, which is shoot, and then it just makes things so much easier for everybody. So, no, I think the people that are just make it personal against Bohannon and go extreme by saying he's Division III, whatever, that's ridiculous. But he does have flaws in his game. If they could get a true point guard and allow Jordan to play more off the ball, I think that would be even better.
All right, Pat, we're going to ask you a question because Trent and I are still kind of scratching our heads, and we debated it in our first segment. So maybe you can help us out. We thought that after Iowa won that overtime game at Illinois, it would translate, and they lost on the road at Rutgers. We thought that after they beat Wisconsin, it would translate, and they lost to Nebraska. Does this win translate, and do you see a similar Iowa team in their upcoming game with Penn State, or is it back to one and done?
You know, I don't mean to sound like a coach, but with this team, you got to take it. I'm not going to read in anything with this team. I've been burned so many times thinking they were going to win. They play terribly. I thought they were going to win last night. I just think Minnesota seems like a rudderless ship right now. They just, of all the stuff they've had up there. But no, I would not be surprised. Penn State is one team, I will say, if I watch that game and Iowa wins, I would not be surprised if Iowa won. I still think Penn State is very unreliable, very unpredictable. If they don't shoot well, they just have days where they're just not very good. That, to me, is a winnable game. To me, though, I need to see Iowa beat like a Michigan State at home, win at Michigan, to show that this team is more than just a team that can beat teams that are compromised mostly at home. That's what we have right now. They just haven't won. They don't have any impressive victories yet. I don't want to be too negative, but it just seems like in this day and age, every time they win, it's got to be, is this the turnaround? Or, oh, my God, now they're off and running. Bohannon's a star, the best point guard in the Big Ten. And it just seems like, just let it build a little bit. Let's see a little bit more before we make these big, huge, grandiose statements, but I think that's also the influence of social media. And I think we in the media are influenced by that. I think we want to make statements and stuff that will be embraced by the fans. And last night, all the pro-Iowa basketball fans were out and basking in the joy, and all the Bohannon bashers were quiet. Now, if Bohannon goes out to Penn State and Tony Carr embarrasses him, then it'll be just the opposite. To me, I prefer to let this thing go for a little while before making all these big statements.
You mentioned Isaiah Moss, and I think it's a really good point, Pat. As we've seen, when he plays well, it does help out this team immensely. Another guy that we're
seeing... That's the word I actually use, too, Trent, in my story.
Nice.
I use the word immensely. That's funny you said that.
That's a little crazy there, but here we are. Another guy, though, that's coming into his own, Cordell Pemsel. And frustrating start to the season. He lost the weight. People are saying, hey, we need to get Chunky Cordell back out there on the court. But he's played well, double digits in three straight games. Seems like he's becoming more confident as well. I've always liked his game. I like the attitude that he brings to the floor. An important piece. Again, another sophomore here, another young guy, but I still think a bright future for Pemsel. What are your thoughts on him going forward?
Oh, I agree, and I think he's a more versatile offensive player than Tyler Cook. I mean, he's not as good, but Tyler Cook is either dunk,
right,
get to the basket, dunk, or make some real quick move. Cordell can score in a variety of ways. He's got a little old-fashioned style to his game, and I know I like that. And I think Cordell, I like his attitude too, but I think there were times this year where he was letting opponents get in his head too much. I think he's kind of gotten through that now. You can still play with the edge like he does, but don't get distracted by things. But still, with him too, though, yeah, you're right. Three games, I need to see more. I mean, I just need to see more of everything from this team, because like Isaiah Moss, I mean, he had 2 points in the last game. Last night he had 16. He was huge. He made threes. When Isaiah Moss is making threes, that makes their offense similar to what they had with Peter Jok last year. Peter was making threes often last year, and that just made things so much easier for Bohannon. But no, Pemsel's a good option, and I think he's a good fit for Tyler Cook. He can play with Tyler Cook, and he can also replace him. So, yeah, I think they got a good little mix. And if you notice, Fran has cut this rotation. You're not seeing, you're barely seeing Ahmad Wagner anymore. I mean, he's really cut it, and he's given Dom Ewell a chance now, and I respect him for trying to stick with a senior, but he struggled last night. You're basically seeing eight, usually sometimes nine players now.
Well, I think he's better off in doing that, too, unless he's got a lead, a big lead, and it's garbage time, and then you can get those guys some extra minutes. Pat, I'm curious about this. You cover them on almost an everyday basis. Is there a assistant coach who is designated as the so-called defensive coach? And if there is, who is that? And
I don't
have
know
you
if
had much conversation?
From the way I understand it, Sparrow's kind of the guards and sort of the bench coach to help Fran.
Okay.
And Andrew Francis is sort of the inside frontline coach, and Sherm's more guards and what have you. But I don't know if they have it. I think each coach gets a specific, each coach gets a game to scout and to plan for, and I think it's offense and defense. I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't believe it's one coach does offense, one coach does defense. I think it's a combined
okay
effort.
Okay, then that, my follow-up question then is this. With the sort of trick kind of defenses that they run, they'll go man, they'll go 1-3-1 zone, 2-3 zone. They'll trap you at mid-court. Then they'll try to trap you a little bit at three-quarters court. Is that always called then by McCaffrey? Do you know that, or does it come maybe from
the
bench coach?
Fran has got the final say on anything like that. And I think part of the reason they switch defenses so much is because they're not very good. And Fran's looking for ways to keep teams off balance. And let's face it, when they go to zone, he's doing that partly. If the guards, Bohannon and Moss, are just getting sliced and diced, you'll see Fran switch to a zone lots of times. Because so often when that first line of penetration gets past you, the defense unravels because they're not very good with help defense, too. I think they switch things up just because he has to. He's trying anything. And, you know, last night, yeah, they were better, but Minnesota still scored 80 points, and Nate Mason missed wide-open shots that he normally doesn't make. And I wasn't at the Wisconsin game, but the person I had covered for me and some other people said Wisconsin missed wide-open shots, too. Some of it's just the luck of the draw how you play defense, too. If teams aren't making shots, that's going to make your defense look better.
All right, Pat, let's jump over to a little different topic. We don't talk a ton of Hawkeye baseball, but I saw earlier today on radio you had an opportunity to talk with Rick Heller, and he provided an update on Connor McCaffrey. What can you tell us about the head man for the Hawkeye baseball team and what he had to say about Hawkeye point guard slash what, right fielder, probably what he's going to play?
It could possibly right field or first base. Those are the positions that he's familiar with. Basically, he said they don't have to make any decisions on Connor until April.
Okay.
He says that right now they're so far removed from it that Connor, once he gets to practice and they see how he's doing, they will make a decision. Then there's no rule preventing him from redshirting in both. There's nothing. Rick is looking into all that stuff. There's no restrictions. He could redshirt in both sports. He could play baseball if he wants. Rick says he won't probably be in a position to be able to judge Connor fairly probably till early April. And then, I mean, there's still a decent amount of season left. And Rick said if in early April he's healthy and showing that he could contribute this year, they'll play him. But it's one of those things where if they don't think he can contribute this year, they'll redshirt him. So, yeah, no, there's no hurry on that. That was actually the second question we asked. And Rick said he thinks they'll probably be making a decision probably in early April.
All right. Did it come up how McCaffrey is feeling now?
Well, Rick's not around him much right now, but Fran was asked about it on the teleconference Monday, and said he's now riding the bike. He's getting better. But he's going to redshirt. I've been thinking he was going to redshirt for 2 months. I just never thought it was in the cards for him to play this year, and I think the health issues have made it easier. I would be surprised at this point. What's the point in playing him now? But he's getting better. He was in the suit last night. He wasn't dressed or anything, so he's nowhere close. But Fran says he's gaining his strength and stamina, but not ready to play yet. And they have 7 games left?
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He had to push it at this point. And in a season that isn't going anywhere, at least in terms of the NCAA tournament. All right, Pat, couple minutes left here. Did have a couple of football questions for you. First, Super Bowl, a couple of practice squad players out there. Also, Cole Crosston, part of the 53-man roster for the Patriots. You got to assume Kirk's going to be up in Minneapolis for this. Have you heard, is the head man making his way north?
Oh, I will assume he is. I know actually Steve Rowe from Iowa was up there a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
From Sports Information. And the Sun practice squad, they're part of the team. And to me, Riley McCarron sort of fits the New England Patriot wide receiver description, doesn't he? Kind of undersized. And it wouldn't surprise me if we saw him play down the road for them. It's two walk-ons and a low-ranked 3-star son of the head coach. That's who those three are, so they kind of fit that Iowa football description of making more with less. And, yeah, I'm happy for all three of them. And I think they're probably going to get rings because, I mean, I just have learned to never pick against New England. It makes no sense.
I think a lot of people are have said that in the past, but it seems that Philadelphia right now is the heavy betting favorite, especially if you got them early when the line was 6. Trent, is it still down to about 4, 4.5 now?
Yeah, pretty much 4.5. A lot of them out there, a couple 4s. That's where the number is. You're right.
So what do you guys think? I mean, I'm not even packing spreads. I mean, I just think Brady will find a way to win the game in the fourth quarter. I mean, none of their Super Bowls except for one have been routes. They've all been really close, every one of their games. So I expect it to be a close game, but I expect the difference to be a quarterback. A 40-year-old quarterback. Can you believe that?
It's a different era, no doubt. And what I keep coming back to, 2 weeks for Bill Belichick to prepare for the RPO and what we saw out of Foles. It was one thing a week later for the Vikings, and as good as that defense is, certainly more talented than the Patriots is, Belichick with 2 weeks. I know it's shocky, but I'm going to be on the Patriots, I have a feeling, on Sunday. And, well, I'll be also making a lot of bets on the props because I got a problem, Pat. You see me tweet out all the time. I tweet out the point spread as soon as it comes out for Hawkeyes. It goes a lot further than that.
Now, what's that?
Well, with the point spread, it just means.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, yeah, and see, I just, anything involving Bill Belichick, and like you said, for 2 weeks, because the thing that gets lost sometimes, Tom Brady's great, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's one of the greatest. I still think when Aaron Rodgers is playing at the top of his game, he's probably maybe a better all-around quarterback, but Brady, as far as accuracy, timing, and everything. But they were talking about how he's had 4 come from behind his last 4 games, or some stat either this year, their last 4 games where he came from behind, or the last 4 playoff games. In those 4 games, the defense has allowed 3 points. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger threw for almost 500 yards against Jacksonville the week before, but their defense didn't stop anybody, so he doesn't get credit for a great performance. Brady threw for less than 300, but they came back and won the game because Jacksonville didn't score.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's just, New England is a complete team. They just don't beat themselves. They never drop passes. They never seem to fumble. They had 1 penalty in that game. They just do everything the right way.
It's always good, man, when we catch up with you, Pat. As always, thank you for your time.
All right,
have
gentlemen.
A great week, okay?
All right, you too. Have a good week. Thanks a lot.
There you go, Pat Hardy, all Hawkeyes right here with Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker. And look, I think all three of us were in agreement, Trent, when we said, does this translate into something better for Iowa in the next game? And the answer is, we don't know.
We don't know, and we will see. Iowa-Penn State coming up over the weekend. Coming up on the other side, we got Zubin Mehente. He'll join us next. We'll get his perspective on the Super Bowl. A lot else going on in the world of sports. ESPN Zubin Mehente, he'll join us next. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
In honor of the extra most bestest with the most cheese and the most pepperoni, we hired the most spokespeople.
Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest has the most cheese and the most pepperoni for the nation's best price. Just $6. So don't go anywhere else.
Claim of most cheese and most pepperoni at the nation's best price is based on comparison of Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza and the other three national pizza chains' large round standard menu one-topping pepperoni pizza sold at everyday menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
Your home for UNI basketball is right here, 1700 KBGG.
It's stolen away. McLeod's got it for UNI. Juwan for Brown. He'll throw it inside to Pick. He laid it up and in.
Catch every Panther basketball game home and away on 1700 KBGG with a call from Gary Rima. And the head coach for the Panthers, Ben Jacobson, joins Jimmy B and TC each Monday at 5:15. Presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Your home for the Panthers, 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Show your loyalty to the animals by becoming a member of the Loyal Friends Club at ARL. It's easy to join. All you have to do is make a recurring monthly donation of your choice, even as little as $5 a month, and you're part of the club. The care of one animal for one day is $15, and with hundreds of animals in our care, we rely on people like you to help us continue caring for the animals until they find their forever home. Join the Loyal Friends Club by visiting arl-iowa.org or call 515-473-9107.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swinging a miss. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock this evening right here on the Big Talker 1700. Super Bowl. Everybody excited about being in Minneapolis. We're excited because now we have an opportunity to hang out with Zubin Mehenti from ESPN. Zubin, good afternoon to you, pal.
Hey, good afternoon. We're just getting ready for a little college basketball here tonight. Louisville, Virginia, and then Missouri and Alabama. We'll be at the Super Bowl tonight. I think Levy is there tonight for us. But we'll call the troops, and then we will dive right into the NFL for sure.
You know, I'm real curious about what you think about Iowa State's matchup tonight against West Virginia, particularly with West Virginia coming off that home loss at Kentucky where they totally fell apart in the second half.
Well, I think for one thing, Iowa State's going to be in a lot of trouble because obviously they're playing this game shorthanded. I'm sure you guys have been discussing that throughout the course of the week. So that's going to be a really tough spot. I don't want to say, I hate saying terms like this, but it feels like it could be name your score. I really hate, that's a cliche I hate saying. But after what I saw against Tennessee over the weekend, now granted, Rick Barnes has done a great job. I don't think he's Matt Painter. I don't think he's Chris Holtman, Bruce Pearl, or Tony Bennett for Coach of the Year. But I certainly think he's in that next rung. He's done a great job. And I just kind of feel like with West Virginia smarting that loss, I mean, that was a really shocking loss. To take nothing away from Kentucky, but they had not done much away from Lexington. They obviously always have a great amount of talent, which they had again. They were down big Kentucky, and they rallied. So I think West Virginia is probably chomping at the bit to get back out there. And that could be bad news for Iowa State just because of, as you guys know, with Nick out and then obviously everything that's happening just this season with them. And I just kind of feel like West Virginia is just in prime position to get right back on track. They're eyeing another game here with Trae Young down the stretch. They got a lot to play for. I don't think there's 14 teams in America better than West Virginia. I know they're ranked 15th at the moment. I don't know. I mean, Cincinnati's 8th. We were talking about them earlier. They're 7 teams, only 7 teams in America better than Cincinnati, maybe. I'm not sure how much the rankings really play into it, but I definitely believe that West Virginia is ripe for this game. And it's been a really long time since I've said anybody could just walk into Hilton Coliseum and waltz out with a victory. But I kind of feel like that's probably what's going to happen tonight. Even though they've struggled at times this year, as you guys know, for most of the year, teams have had to scratch and claw, and certain teams like the Tech have gone in there and gone down. It's really been a while since back-to-back games. Let's call it tonight if it happens, and obviously what happens Saturday, where the opponent just comes in, no fear, and takes out one of the best home court advantages in all of college basketball. It's pretty rare. I think it's really, really rare, actually, now that I think about it.
Speaking of the rankings, Zubin, that you mentioned a little bit earlier, looking, Michigan State checks in at number 4 in the coaches poll, number 5 in the AP, but rankings certainly are not the talking point right now in East Lansing with so much going on, starting with Larry Nassar, a deeper dive in by OTL over there at ESPN inside that Michigan State football and basketball program. What's the latest that you're hearing there, and something that seemed unthinkable maybe a week and a half ago? Could Tom Izzo's job be on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I just think at this particular juncture from what we've seen in college sports that nobody is foolproof. Obviously, it can be argued till the end of time that what Joe Paterno knew and what he didn't know. But if you gave me one person at one school more iconic than anybody, I think a modern-day person might say Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, and that would be a really good argument to make. But for a lot of people, I think it's Paterno and Penn State. Made the school, donated millions and millions of dollars of his own money, the libraries, the education, the football, the legions of players, the statue, the infamous statue. And once that happened, regardless of who was at fault, we all agree Sandusky was at fault, Paterno's exact role, what he knew, what he didn't know. But that was a guy you would have thought would have just simply got the benefit of the doubt because of who he was. Then the story got to levels that nobody could imagine in terms of its sheer horror. Bobby Bowden, another guy who basically built an entire program, wasn't safe at the end, probably was edged out the door, much to his dismay. And we see it all across the landscape. So while I believe Tom Izzo is an amazing coach, he's been to seven Final Fours, he's won a national championship, he has put countless amazing players into the NBA, he's a virtue in college basketball. I think a lot of people truly believe what he did prior to this incident. Again, he was one of the quote-unquote good guys in college basketball, if there's such a colloquial way for me to put it, quote-unquote good guys in the sport. But I think what we've learned over the course of time is that nobody is impenetrable. And obviously this story continues to grab layers, from Larry Nassar to his denials on Sunday after the Maryland game, to some of the actions that happened today with the student at Michigan State when they named an interim president. So I think this story is still a ways to go. And I think what ends up happening, the safest thing to do, Trent, is to just look at these stories in hindsight. Because the day the Paterno story broke, or the minute Bobby Bowden started struggling, people were like, yeah, but it's Joe Paterno, come on. Mm-hmm. But it's Bobby Bowden, he built the program, give him a break. And you could never have imagined on day one, when the first hint of something came out, oh, he'll be able to overcome this. And I think that's probably the wisest thing to do, not look at it for what it is at this particular moment, but instead wait in hindsight. Because if you look at day one versus adjudication for Penn State, day one for Bobby Bowden when he started struggling, to the point where Jimbo was ready, I think you could basically say at day one of both of those things, this may not turn out to be much. And when those two things were over, it turned out to be much worse than anybody could have thought. Now, I'm going to separate those. One was on the field, one was off the field. I think you have to do the same thing with Izzo. You look at it on the surface and say he can survive because of his plaudits, but we don't know what the end of this story is. We know how Penn State ended, whether you agree or disagree. We know how it ended for Coach Bowden, whether you concur or not. We don't know how this story is going to end. We don't know what more is going to come out. But I think anybody that feels that Tom Izzo is safe because of what he's done is grossly misunderstanding this situation here.
Zubin, we won't get a chance to speak to you until next week, and the Super Bowl will be over at that time. Where are you on this game and the line now at 4.5?
You know, I think this is going to be an incredibly competitive game. And I just believe that the Eagles have such amazing things in front of them. The idea that Nick Foles was about to retire because he wasn't getting on the field with the Chiefs or the Rams, and now he's four quarters away from being a Super Bowl legend. I love the fact that the Eagles have not been favored in any postseason game. They win the Super Bowl on Sunday. They will have run through the postseason without being a favorite in any game, which is fine unless you're the number one seed. And I just think their story, and I understand Brady overcoming a 10-point second-half deficit to get to Super Bowl number 10 for the franchise, 8 for him and Belichick, is an amazing story. Gronk's availability is the true, quote-unquote, actual football story that's happening this week. Certainly looks like he'll be able to go, if his word is anything. But to me, the Eagles and what the city's been waiting for, the way that they have played, to me, they are the bigger story. And I mentioned this yesterday. I don't know if I mentioned it on Ken's show, but one thing I definitely wanted to mention that I think is one of the most underrated stories of this Super Bowl, and they may have mentioned it somewhere else, actually, but it's the revival of Howie Roseman. I think this is one of the best stories in the Super Bowl from the standpoint of, if you're a coach, you can always latch on with your old team. Josh McDaniels did it, right? Pats offensive coordinator, left to coach the Broncos, back to coach Pats offensively before he probably leaves for the Colts. If you're a player and you get extraordinarily lucky, you can do it as a player. Nick Foles never probably imagined when he signed with the Eagles he would be starting for them at any point, much less in the Super Bowl, but lo and behold, he's got his very same job back. You can do it as a coach or a player. It is really difficult to do as a general manager, and you basically lose a power struggle to Chip Kelly, you get thrown over to the business side of things, not football making decisions, and then most teams will just say, right, over and done with Howie, we tried your thing, it worked, we brought in Chip, kind of worked, but really didn't work. We're just moving on. It's extremely rare in the GM world to to go back and say, you know what, again here, maybe you were right about Chip. Maybe we got too excited about Chip. You kind of had things moving. Let's put you back in place. And then he pulled off the Sam Bradford thing. He drafted Wentz, and the rest is history, the Ajayi trade, all that stuff. But I just think as a GM, as a front office guy, it is one of the most rare things to get a second chance. Players and coaches are one thing, but GMs generally have philosophies. Either they work or they don't, or the game has passed them by. And if you're in one of those situations, you go. Now, look, John Dorsey and the guy that's going to be running the Chiefs, all these guys, Dorsey with the Browns, look, those guys get other chances. Gettleman's back in the NFL, but those are with different teams. The delineation I'm making here is Howie coming back for the same team. Gettleman can get fired by the Panthers and get hired by the Giants. I'm talking about getting a second chance with the same outfit. It is one of the most rare things in the National Football League. It's not getting a lot of attention because who wants to talk about Howie Roseman? You could talk about Nick Foles trying to upend Tom Brady. But to me, Jim, that is a very big story that's not getting a lot of attention.
Zubin, last thing for you. Some big news in the NFL yesterday as Alex Smith traded to Washington. And that means Kirk Cousins is going to be signing somewhere else. How's this all play out in the most important position in sports, the quarterback position? Looks like we got a fun off season that's going to be upon us right after we get through the big game.
No question. Where's Keenum going to go? How much is he going to get? Where's Kirk going to go? Where's Drew going to go? Drew's probably going right back to the Saints. I think we know that. But it's still out there. It's still interesting. I think three things that really stand out. I think, you know, they played Mahomes in the regular season's finale. There wasn't much on the line for them. They had already made the playoffs. Broncos were out of the playoffs. And I think at this particular juncture, you know, the days of sitting a guy like Carson Palmer sitting for John Kitna, I think those days are long, long gone. And I think this is enough to sit Mahomes. And they gotta play him. You drafted him. You traded up to acquire him. You got to see what you got. So, number one, I wasn't too surprised. And I don't think most people were surprised Alex was gone. It's where he went to that was surprising. The number two thing I would say very underrated is Kendall, who they got back this trade. He grades out as one of the best players at his position in the entire league. Nobody's talking about it because they're talking about 23 and a half for Alex and the $70 million and the Redskins coming out of nowhere. But the guy the Chiefs got back as part of the pick, he's one of the best players at his position in the league. And third, I love Mort. And Mort said something that I think most of us disagree with as fans, but he talks to people inside the league. And Mort said, inside the NFL, there is a lot more appreciation for Alex Smith than there is by general sports viewers like you and me, guys work in the media like us, fans that listen to your program, watch sports. The general sporting fandom is much, much less bullish, obviously, on Alex Smith, the game manager, the check down, all the negative cliches people use about him. But Mort said, and Mort talks to everybody, that within league circles, his reputation is way, way, way higher than it is than people that opine on the outside. So, you know, I think those three things are the big things. I mean, you got to give Mahomes a chance. He's probably better than many of us think. And the guy they got back in return is not going to get any headlines because, like you said, Trent, it's the most important position on the field, so it'll generate all the headlines. But I think the Chiefs may have got a little bit of a steal in return. So pretty interesting move, and I think it really – I mean, last night, I know you guys are huge, but last night that happened. Harden scores 60 to triple-double. Trey scores 44. Kevin Love breaks his hand. I mean, what else could have happened last night? It was unbelievable. Iowa wins a basketball game.
Yes,
what could have happened last night?
It was great. It was great.
That's the most surprising one of all. That's the most surprising one of all. Hey, Iowa wins.
Yes, it was. Zubin, we're out of time. Thanks so much for your time today.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Zubin Mahente from ESPN. The 5 o'clock hour is next.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, guys. This is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's, because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
You're a small business owner. You know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at indeed.com/hire.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever. An engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Your home for you and I basketball is right here, 1700 KBGG.
It's stolen away. McLeod's got it for you and I. Juwan for Brown. He'll throw it inside to Pick. He laid it up and in.
Catch every Panther basketball game home and away on 1700 KBGG with a call from Gary Rima. And the head coach for the Panthers, Ben Jacobson, joins Jimmy B and TC each Monday at 5:15. Presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Your home for the Panthers, 1700 KBGG. GG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation.